Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez said a snowmobiler identified as 47-year-old Jerry Holt of Tooele was injured near the soapstone parking lot in the High Uintas.
He failed to negotiate a turn and got thrown from his snowmobile into some trees. And he sustained some rib injuries, some chest and rib injuries that required him to be life-flighted out. And search and rescue was called, only to put him on the toboggan and take him to where the helicopter landed, which was at the trailhead of Soapstone.
Any rough idea how much of a distance that was?
Just a few miles. Oh. The helicopter was not able to land where he was, and he was not able to drive himself to the where the helicopter landed. That's what search and rescue was called out for, just to put him on a toboggan, package him up with the assistance of South Summit EMS, and got him on the helicopter.
Later Saturday night, a driver was arrested after a chase that went back and forth along Highway 40. Captain Martinez said the suspect fled a traffic stop at Quinn's Junction.
It appears that the traffic stop was initially made on a subject at Quinn's underneath the overpass. Mm-hmm. He ended up hopping back on the freeway, heading north on 40, got off at mile marker 2, and headed towards the sheriff's station by where Home Depot is, mm-hmm. made a right on the frontage road, and headed back south towards 248.
He said the driver was stopped near an apartment complex on Highway 248.
A deputy was able to position himself around the Todd Hollow area, deployed the spike strip, and all four tires were deflated.
The suspect was arrested without further incident. He was identified as 41-year-old Salvador Angel Garibay of Colville. He was booked on several charges.
Evading, felony DUI, alcohol restricted, open container, and then just some other minor traffic violations, like failing to signal, failing to yield at a stop sign, along those, just some other minor traffic violations.
Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.